soon. Okay, let's talk a little about VSK and then I'll get back to you. Okay? So by Melchemes Midian, so they conquered the booty and they had to do Heksher Kalim and they also had to do Tvilas Kalim. That's how to do Tfilas Kalim. So, Achba may need a Yischata. So, the Ramban says, on page 3, Libi Mahar Od Loma Shatfila Zumi Divrayim. Mikra Asmachta also. Maybe the whole thing is an Asmachta. You see, the Rambam, when he quotes it on page 5, he says, "Tfilah zu shemet bilin kli suda, and kochim and akum v'chachach yutru lachil ishti einam le'inyan tumma v'tara elam." Let me give you a sofa. So, Mr. Pishmur Lamdu She'enu Midab Ela B'tarasim Midei Giyulei Akum Lo Midei Tumo Tein Lecha Tumo Olo Al Yidei Ha'esh. So the Ramban and the Rambam seem to say it's only the Rabban. And the Rashba on page 7 says, Ibailahu Mashkanta, the Shailan Gemara, what's it done by a Mashkon? The Rashi, Abba Mashkan Le Nochri.
And we got it back.
So what happened? They took a mashkan.
Nothing
took a mashkan, and then he was toivel.
And he got it back.
And he got it back. So why was it valid? The Gemara says, "Lo yidani imishum desover mashkanta kizvini." Tamiya imishum dechazil akum dedati l'shkua. Lim psach halacha a Rambam because of dina tzarch tefila. Tamiya the mashum tefila zumi deraisi l'kli midyan gemrin ala. So it should be a sveika deraisi l'chumra. Mi huzal the Rambam because of the tefila's kelim he divrei sofer me. Kriya smach debalmei. Arrived at the cost of the Mashkanta Tzarech Tvila and nearly issue weaker.
Don't buy the Shakira.
Means he wants to keep it.
So
there is. Is it because Mashkanta is Zvini or Mishum Chazil Akum the Daiti Lashkuye? He wants to keep it.
And therefore?
So it's like. like it's his. Yeah, that's a question, but now if it's an asmachta, so what is the pasuk referring to? Rashi says Lashkui Shalolif Doso Ov. He wasn't gonna give it back. So if it's an asmachta, so what is the pasuk referring to? As the Rashi says, the Chodesh Pashup Shad is it's Tumas Mace. It's Tumas Mace. In other words, the different Tumas Mace. So you shouldn't have any tumas mace. So this is what you do. But to say that there's a chiyuv to tovel kalim that you get from a goy, that doesn't exist in the Torah. That's only a din derabon. And the Rashba disagreed. Says it's a din derais. Now the Gemara says it's only clay suda. Right? Clay suda, that's what the Gemara says. It's only referring to clay suda. Pesud Amurim Beparsha, not the barber Zuzi the Sarbala, the barber's scissors or something like that. The kli for Natilas Yadayim is because that's not called kli suda, because it has to be for the food.
But a shkita knife.
Shkita knife is a machloikis.
Salt shaker.
Salt shaker is awesome.
It means.
And we hold, the poskim say, Rambam says only schuchis. Here this smach writes. Schuches and matras. Schuches and matras. Yeah. But not Lecheris. Lecheris is potter. That's why all this china really is potter.
Even if it's glazed.
I mean, Lemaisa, we did it, but Lemaisa, like, glazed. Is not schuches. You see, when I saw it for the first time, I take the kids to these pottery places, they make pottery. And it's just a shellac. It's just a paint. It's just a paint.
The ash has metallic paint.
Paint.
What's that?
Mm-hmm. So Rav Abadi holds that when something is glazed, there's no bleeds, he holds.
That's the smartest.
Because it's glazed, no bleeds. But it's not schuches. He still holds it's not, you don't have to be toivel, but it's not schuches.
They're allowed to keep the entire Ashkenazi or not?
What?
They weren't allowed to keep the entire
Ashkenazi. The Ashkenazi couldn't kasher, so.
Machzir lucky shinies. Machzir lucky shinies.
Right.
And you make.
I mean, but you have other kalim by the Chos Medjan that would have been Tomas Meis that were not required when so there can't be a Chosh Tomas Meis, otherwise everything could go into it. The only place to do, by barber scissors, that they used the Timo guy, found it Tomei, and I don't have to put that in Mikva, and there's some rock to them out for this place. Mm-hmm. If it's only a chash from a car, this base, everything could happen. I just don't see that.
Oh no.
My scissors are also
broken. Okay.
So now I'm gonna have great. My play scissors are gonna be great, but my other stuff is all kind of miss. Swords, my knives.
And from here is a raya to from the fetch of coat.
Yeah. Well, I said this stuff, you know.
Now the Gemara says on page 2. Oh, yeah, let's see. Amar Nachman Rava Lo Shono Ela Blechuchim.
Page 2.
Avol Shulim Lo. You have to. It's only when you buy from the guy. But if you borrow from the guy, they're not. The Tosis says, "Shulam Omer Rabbeinu Shmuel, Yisrael Shashal Kli Yisrael Chaveiro Shekona Meir Kachavim Sarach Tvila Kevin Shabali Dechiv Tvila Biad Yisrael Rishon." In other words, if you borrow from a guy, then you don't have to be tova. But say somebody, a Jew borrows from a guy and buys from a guy, and then you borrow from the Israel, then you don't say, "Ah, I'm borrowing, so I don't need." Because it already had a chiyuv from before. Some say this heter that say you're eating by somebody, and so you didn't buy, you're just using it. So and the balabas wasn't toivel. He bought it from the guy.
That's the briar.
One second. We'll see in a second. So, Chor Pashas is once the Chov is set in, the fact that I didn't buy it doesn't make a difference. It doesn't have to be. It was someone to say, I heard from somebody, but this is not Shulim even. You just has to have to Shtamshus. Pashas is not a Kula, like everybody pointed out. You don't say, well, the Chov is only on the Balabais. So he didn't tell him, so the chov is not on me. So I could eat at someone's house who didn't have tefillas kelim. So everybody thinks that's not a good heter. Because once the chov was set in, it set in. Someone told me a svara once, maybe shoyal has kinyonim, and it's not even shoyal. I don't think it's a din of shoyal. It's a din of kohenet versus anything else. There's no special din that only because that shoyal is different. If you shoil it from Yisrael, say you're not shoil, but he just gives you a heter shtamshus, you're not even shoil. It's also chayiv, because since the Yisrael bought it from the guy, it has a chalos chiv. That's chalos chiv. So let's take a look. There's a Beis Yosef. There's a Beis Yosef on page 23. The Beis Yosef says, They would say you buy something not for clay suda. You buy knives because you want to cut up pieces of cloth. then you don't have to be tovil. In other words, say I buy something, a knife from a guy, but not to use it for meat, but to use it to cut up pieces of paper. And then I lend it to my friend who wants it for Kli Suda. It's not chayef, because I bought it for the guy. I was the one who bought it. The buying is machayef, but I only bought it for what? For cutting up paper. I didn't buy it for Kli Suda, so there's no chalos chiyev. He borrowed it for Suda, but he didn't buy it. So then, so that's what the Beis Yosef says. From the Keikos of Harash, Toises Harash, Rashbam, Keikos of Smach, Keikos of Gos Oshri. That's the Hishilo case. Aber Mocho Chavero, he's quoting from the Gos Oshri. Mocho Chavero Lachtochlofim, so that's a different story. Oh, but then he writes, Payanirli, the Israel shall kind of cleave me goyla schoira. You mochel Israel acher, ain't a kind of tsarch la shilo, la bilo, came to the sky beyond Rishon, Sharilohia omed el schoira. So say you buy dishes, knives and forks for schorah.
For the restaurant?
You buy for schorah.
I'm selling these things or I'm using them for pound?
I'm using it to for a business. Right? And then I sell it to a Jew so he doesn't have to do tefillah.
I never did.
Because the first guy who got it from the guy, he didn't buy it for Suda. And the second guy got it from Israel. So maybe Potter and Gantz. So Rav Avadi Yosef has this cooler. Shachta said they use it in the broilers, used to use it. That what?
Right.
They had a rest. You have a restaurant, so you don't have to be told all the kalim in the restaurant, because that's police chora.
The restaurant owner doesn't eat from
these things. Yeah, Shayla, page 45. Imuto lechol l'shtos b'bate haracha o. So he quotes this Beis Yosef and he says the Sikum on page 46 is Mutalach of Lishtos Bikuyus of a Suda Vate Arachak Sherim, a feel Sheyodim Beerish Shekli Sudim Stanshim Hem Lohutulum Kehalacha. In Mitzabal Masadal Achmil Adpil, Susan Sakhul Kuz Yabilam Blo Bracha. Ulam a misarich beveso shal chaveru biyodei shelo hidbil kelim also lo lechol lishtos bekelos or viker lekikav mishtar shtamish behem lachilu lishtir. So this is a chiddush. Is that called kli schora? That was, I'm opening up a restaurant. I'm using it for eating. Even though I'm not eating, but that's called kli. That calls chischora. My body thought Pashas is no. Let's say he's not. Let's say he's not going to eat. My body thought, yeah, but you're buying it for the suda. Your business is making sudas. So it's clay suda. You're using it for suda, even though you're not eating it. So my body didn't like this. This kula.
There used to
lie
on this.
Yeah, the shver kula. Right.
To make a bracha? Right, yes, so if you want to be mad, don't make a bracha.
Yeah, I think everybody would say,
But then if I go to a Jewish owned home goods store and I buy a bowl, I bought it knowing he's going to sell it to someone to use for eating. I'm buying it for eating. Have you bought the Bikila?
What?
I go to a Jewish owned home goods store.
Right.
And I buy kalim. Well, he knows that that's why he's selling it. And I'm buying it. And I know that's why I'm selling it. Those are popular.
So what are you buying it for?
To eat with him.
Yeah, so what's the question?
Do I have to travel with him?
You buying it from who?
I'm buying it from Yisrael, I buy it from my guy.
Yisrael bought it from a guy, and was he Tovel?
No.
So then there's a chiyuv, even if you didn't buy it from him. Once Yisrael buys it from an Akum, it's chayv and tefillah.
He's buying it for the schara.
Oh, he's buying it for schara.
No. The home goods store is owned by a Jew. He doesn't have any interest in personally using it. He just
Bought it from the schara from the guy.
Yeah, I buy it from him.
You buy it from him.
Do I have chiyuv or?
So he bought it for Skara, so he's saying you wouldn't.
It's just
right? It's just to say you wouldn't. Yeah, he's clearly buying it for Skara. And you bought it from the, right? You hear what he said? A Jewish store, he bought it from the guy. He has a store. He's selling...
I haven't.
He's selling kalim. And then you buy it from him. So Skara, according to the Beis Yosef, he's a potter.
Because...
Because the guy who bought it from the guy was born in Liskara. Mm. There's no key for Liskara. And then he buys it from him, and then it's okay.
And there are nichnas lishus Yisrael beheter.
Right. The chiddush of the restaurant is even if.
Everyone agrees with that, Joseph?
The restaurant owner is buying it for
Right.
Is that called schara? Because that's his No, schara pashas means you're buying it to sell. You're not buying it for use. Here he's buying it to use for schara. It's a big jump.
Very close to.
I can't even. Okay, so that's.
Rabbi Yezzi is the only one who uses Satur. I mean, it was around before that, too. No?
I mean,
they weren't relying on the Rebbe with Yosef.
No. I mean, they're not the Beis Yosef. They're just, who's the first one to.
Come up with that article.
I don't know. Like they always speak about schara. I don't know if the poskim. Maybe they just learned pshat like him. What about electric appliances? Electric appliances. Chayef, so there's a Gidule Tara on page 31. Says Davis would say, "Those shall barzel. Shall kill some of them. Call them betano beis chore. From coming by my tzarach achila." Davis answered a few. Page 31. And then we'll come to page 32, second line. Nearly Pashad. We call Mokham Nearly Pashad, the Enotarch Tvila. That ton of a day or should came in the Tola Shem Shtamshim B'Gnei Rizu El Lachar Kviyas Ve'ina B'Kla Kli Tashmish The Chol Heitha B'Ksiv Kli Hayu Tola Sh Tafka. So you're using it B'Mechuber. Using a b'mechuber.
What
is he talking about
here?
He's talking about today's gedolah shel barzel shetchivas asiyos l'kovam b'tanur beis hachoref.
Sounds like a metal crock pot.
But you put it on the, you keep it, you mechaber it to the tanur. So. Connected.
Welded in.
So we're doing tar. We're doing a lot of gedulah tar. So I should.
That's the kako on the soft cover. Can I deal with that? The kako on the soft cover.
Yeah. So that's. He's saying that's not called klei suda. It's klei suda is only if it's in shtamish but talosh. So somebody used this as a cooler. That what? That's electric appliances. Because electric appliances are plugged in. That's an Aruch HaShulchan, page 33.
What if you have like these new pots where these new things where you have a base that's plugged in, but the top is not plugged in.
Give me one second. So he quotes it here on page 33. He says, "Not the lower inu me olam."
The problem is if I take my coast driver and put it in the metal job.
It's still called Talish, but it's not called Kli Suda. Kli Suda will make it from Talkin also Mokum to Mokum. Not called Kli Suda.
So that's a question. So some rely on this. Rav David Cohen told me once, he tells people that if they want, they can rely on this school. He himself said he's Machner. He says that he can rely on this kula. Rabbi says it's better to make a shutfus with an akum. That you give an akum a pruta and a coin, a quarter, have him give it back, or be coin a chelik in the kli. And then once the shutfus with akum, there's no tefila. Some say it's a. Some say the svara of a mitzvah. I think there's shechta sometimes. I don't know which context he uses it, but I think he might. I don't want to say for sure. You have to ask him. Tefillas came was a mitzvah. If you're honest on the mitzvah, some want to say like that. Some want to say like that. I don't want to describe a shechta. You have to ask him what context maybe he. If he did say, I'm not saying he said it. If he did say it, but some people have this idea. I think Rav Ariel. Some have this idea. Some my own idea, this mitzvah idea. So
I might have some on the left of home.
You have to ask Shechter what he when he applies it. It's mistaber that. It's not a molecule, the electric appliance thing. It's not a molecule. Even though the mice, it's not mistaken that the Torah is saying you have to do something that's going to ruin the kli. So you could say the svara, maybe Rav Shechta said the svara, I think maybe, or Ariel. So everybody likes to make a shutfus. Nachum makes it. So even though the shutfus maybe is a weak shutfus, but mitziruf, mitziruf to yozal kulas. That's why, like, I don't sell my chametz, right? Because I don't like this whole harama thing. Because there, it's a real issur d'oraisa of bal yaroah. But here, anyway, if you hold mikra adin like the gedulei tara. Well, you see the.
Sure, but shutfus is a bechor. Shutfus is a bechor.
The Aruch HaShulchan. One second. Then there's a question whether if you buy something, like you buy a Snapple bottle, so do you have to take out the Snapple, total the thing? You want to drink from the Snapple bottle? So the Mariel Diskin on page 34 says that you don't have to. That's not called shimush. Shimush is when you're actively. Here you're taking the contents out. So then you can put it into your mouth. Kashechta shita is what you have to take it out and be toivah. And Rav Moshe Feinstein holds, based on the Mishnah in Maisa Sheni, that the thing is bottled to the kli. Bottled to the food.
Yeah, what's that whole thing with Mazusheni?
Mazusheni, in other words, you can buy Mazusheni, but Mazusheni only buy food, but if you have you're buying a food, that a drink with the kli, so then you can buy the whole barrel, the whole basket, the whole barrel too, because it's bottled to the thing. So Mimela, when you bought it from the guy, it's like a klipa. And then when you, like Rabbi Tuli Bess always calls him a Moshe, then once you reuse it, it's you got it Yisrael. But when you first got it, so Mariel Diskin says you could just drink it, but then according to Mariel Diskin, when you want to reuse it, then you'd have to be Tovel.
According to
Moshe, even when you reuse it, you wouldn't have to be Tovel. And Rav Shechta, I think, would hold even the first time, you'd have to.
So, according to that, you have to pour it into a cup.
Yeah. The question is, what about, like, if your child comes up a lot of your parents aren't frum. I once had a Talmud who, you know, his parents weren't so frum, and the girl wanted to come to meet the parents. So I was discussing with Rav Nata Greenblatt at the time. So he discussed Rav Moshe's Truva. Rav Shechta likes to quote this idea that if you get something from a corporation, maybe you don't need tefillah because that's not a person.
Yeah, blood doesn't hold them.
It's very schwer. Yeah, what does Rav Bleich say?
I think those corporations are just shutfus. They don't. I might be misspoken. You know, it's not a separate entity.
According to Beis Yosef, so the remark quotes my case exactly. And quoting the Beis Yosef is in Mach.
What's your case?
27. The guy buying from the store. And the Yisrael buys it when after he did the Sephara. The Yisrael Shani buys it from Yisrael. The remark says it's higher than Tevila, but I'm buying it for Tetsuda. He's quoting the Beis Yosef, saying.
You should also establish from Tetsuda, Phil Dacharai, below Tevila, from the Rokhul Tokhlofim. And if you sell a Shane, you may reach him, Tetsuda, Sakhla, Beer, Kavi, a Shane.
He's quoting the Beis Yosef, saying. That's not. What case is the Beis Yosef talking about? That's.
In Tzarek Labim, Abba Rishon, also the Shtabish Bob Tzarek Tzuda, Phil Derek Harad. Abba Rishon, also the Tzarek Kwafi. And in Kona Yisrael Hashenim, and Rishon, the Tzarek Tzuda, Tzarek Tzvila, Kavi Shane. He says that Beferish.
Sounds very not like him, but yes.
He's saying, he's saying the first guy bought it lachtoch klofim, so the second guy bought it from him, a Jew from a Jew, a Goy, a Jew, a Jew.
Right.
So he's saying that
in the second Israel, off the Goy, but it also sounds like the Israel in the restaurant case shouldn't be allowed to be using it for Klei Suda. I mean, yes, it's a Skari, he doesn't want to eat from it, but it's... Sorry, Suda.
Yeah, so what's the reason? There was, it says beferish in the Ramah that if a Jew buys it from a guy, let's sort of cloth him, and then another Jew buys it from the first Jew, so he's chayif. In this Ramah. Rav Avadi Yosef, maybe he talks about it. Here. Came from Kram Tzach Achil Shtir, or Tzach Mischaro. Yeah, there's in the tzarek ha'isag, in the tzarek ha'bila. Here. So what did he mean? Chano the score of a chachach yishil l'Yisrael tzarfet suda potter. Rishon k'shekano the score of machu Yisrael achal tzarfet suda chayev ah. That's the point we missed. In other words, the Beis Yosef says if it was bought by the Rishon the tzarf klofim and then he's mashil it to the other one for suda, then not. But if he sells it to the other guy, so now it's like the guy's buying it from the guy. Because it came eventually from the guy. Right, so your case, so we stand to be corrected, that your case in the, when you buy it into a Jew has an, owns a store, he buys it from the guy, and then the Jew sells it to the other guy, then the Pharisee is Kayef. It's only, so they're saying in the Rav Yoske's case is that I bought it, the restaurant owner bought it from the guy, and now he's letting...
And when you come to the restaurant, you're borrowing it.
You're borrowing it, right. You're not buying it. So then, you don't need fuel. Right. So that was the mistake we made.
But if you buy it from...
But in other words, if a Jew buys it from a guy, not for achilah,
right.
And then but he sells it to another Jew... Jew A to Jew B, then the second Jew has to be told.
Have to be
okay.
What's with the two Basra and Talmid in mind? The animal?
Yeah, the animal and the guy. The guy switched.
So the animal just...